Tell me, what are you thinking? See, the ball is rolling past the two of us, but your feet ain't moving. Are you cool with us? And I'm caught in your mind, but it's like you've had enough. I wish you'd just tell me to go.
Welcome to the first episode of Two Scoops with me, Ben Plotnick, and
Justin Saccone.
Yeah, and you're listening to, once again, Two Scoops on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's right.
Yeah. So you want to talk a little bit about the show to start?
Yeah, this is our first episode ever, Sundays at 4, mm-hmm. And the theme for this episode, on this gloomy, rainy day, is sunny, happy, kind of poppy music.
Yeah. If you're friends with me on Facebook, which probably very few of you are, we made this photo of us photoshopped into the Two Scoops, the Raisin Bran mascot, which our show is named after. And, you know, it's a very sunny picture. So we got some sunny, kind of corny songs, and it's even better that it's on a rainy day. So with that, I hope you enjoy the first track.
Dreaming of a time and a place not far away. Every time I begin feeling fine, 'cause I know I'm going up. Make the things I do for you.
Okay, hope you enjoyed the first song. So now we're going to start off the show with a bit of a congratulations and a public apology. So first for the congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations to former Tufts University president, Lawrence Bacow, now a Harvard University president.
Yeah, wow, you know, even he left us for the Ivy Leagues, but we just want to say congratulations. And then now...
Yeah, I have a public apology to make. It's been a little while since the incident now, but as you may recall, Tom Brady just lost a Super Bowl a mere week ago, and the moment he lost that Super Bowl, I tweeted to who I thought was Tom Brady, retire, expletive. However, Tom Brady doesn't have a Twitter, and I just like to publicly apologize to Tom Bradby, News Anchor 10, for the misunderstanding and the undeserved insults. I'm sure Tom Bradby is a great newscaster and he does not need to retire. However, the same cannot be said for Tom Brady, a terrible quarterback. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, really takes a guy, real humble guy, to apologize on air. So, you know, I'm just going to congratulate Justin too, even though you should be more respectful to British newscasters. So now we're going to play our next track. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're back. I'm just going to give a little recap of what you've listened to so far. We've got Superstar by A.G. Cook off the Superstar single. This Is the Day by The off their album Soul Mining. And Bubbles by Jamila Woods off of her Heaven album. And before we continue, Justin and I just, we got something we want to talk about. It's a critique of society. It's a certain type of person. It's people who define themselves by a certain interest, or two real interests. Justin, you want to say what those are?
Well, I think we can all agree pizza is a very good food.
Yes.
Chicken nuggets, good food.
Yes.
But to wrap your identity in liking something that pretty much everyone likes is a very interesting choice. It says a lot about you.
Yeah, it makes no sense. There are people now, though, I know people, especially, like, from, you know, where I went to high school, who are like, wow, like, I just love chicken nuggets. And, like, chicken nuggets were their identity. And, like, that's not an identity. Like, I don't understand.
That said, we endorse all...
Yeah, we do endorse pizza and chicken nuggets. Oh, yes. But, you know, you can't even pick a more interesting food. Like, come on, at least be dumplings or something.
All right.
Okay.
Stay happy.
Yeah. Enjoy this next track. This is probably the corniest one of the hour, so we hope you enjoy.
Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today, gonna love today. Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today. Anyway you want to, anyway you've got to. Love, love me. Carry on. Is it 'cause you're just like your mother?
More like Carly Slay Jepsen, am I right, Ben?
I do think you are right, yes. All right, well, now it's time for the public service announcement section of our show. And before you know, we have a sponsored one. We've got, this is a personal one. This was not something I even knew needed to be a public service announcement until this weekend. But kids at home, parents of kids on Tufts campus, the Barnum Fire Escape is accessible from the outside.
It's very dangerous.
You can walk on it. It is very dangerous, and I would not advise you, especially do not climb up.
It gets slippery, icy.
Slippery, it's shaky. You know, it is very tempting to do your version of West Side Story from the second or third part of the fire escape, but I would urge all of you at home against it.
Barnum Fire Escape, perfect for doing West Side Story. I mean, just...
You could do
one
a flawless
to one
rendition.
Scale, perfect recreation of the set from West Side Story.
Yeah.
Ideal space to do it. Don't do it.
No.
It's just not worth the risk.
No, it's not.
We lose too many people to performing West Side Story on the Barnum Fire Escape every weekend.
Yes, do your performances elsewhere.
That said, should we go to another PSA?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's just plow through some PSAs.
Yeah.
Numbers to think about: worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion,
USA.
Followed by China's $7 trillion GDP.
Wow.
Sad. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population, and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare. That means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%. That's one quarter of 1% of the population. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a lot to think about. And as we're looking at this packet, the pictures there shows pictures of energy drinks and cheeseburgers.
Single bypass burger, double bypass burger, triple bypass burger, and quadruple bypass burger is the picture we have here.
Little do you know, listeners, Justin is actually an inventor, and he invented something recently involving cheeseburgers. Would you like to talk about it?
It is the season, Ben.
Tis
cheeseburger
the season
has begun.
Oh.
Groundhog's Day signaled the beginning of cheeseburger season, which stretches until April Fool's Day, April 1st. Now, usually I'd recommend against eating cheeseburgers. In fact, it's illegal to eat cheeseburgers in the off season. The population of cheeseburgers is dwindling. You cannot eat them outside of the season.
Nope.
Which, let me reiterate, Groundhog's Day to April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the season. But during the open season for cheeseburgers, you can have up to 90 cheeseburgers.
So it's not quite open season. It's almost
capped.
Open season.
You got to use them widely. It's a common format of law. They have it for hunting alligators.
Did you just say use them widely?
Wisely.
I heard widely.
Okay, use them widely. Get some wide burgers.
Yeah, you'll get the most out of your 90 burgers if they are wide, because like you're getting more meat. So
yeah, it's only capped. Like the burgers are defined by the amount of buns, so you can just have a fat burger. And that's still one burger.
Yeah.
So all I gotta say is eat your 90 cheeseburgers while you can.
Mm-hmm. And now before we return to the music, I'll just do a recap of what we played. We played Love Today by Mika off of their album Life in Cartoon Motion, and Higher by Carly Slay Jepsen off of Emotion Side B. Enjoy the rest of the hour. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.
lucky man, led a fairly decent life, made a fairly decent living, had a fairly decent wife. She killed him, sushi knife. Now they're shopping for a fairly decent afterlife. And the winners, the grinners with money-colored eyes, eat all the nuggets, then they order extra fries. Just the opposite, my friend. I know it's raining, but we're coming to the end of the rainbow. The lion and the spying through. Oh, you don't know me? Okay, I don't know you too. I hear howling, prowling on the hill. The werewolf's coming, Bill. The werewolf's coming, and the werewolf's coming. The werewolf is coming, Joe.
I can hold you down. If you want to fly, can't you see I'm all broke up inside? I'll choose to use your two X-ray eyes. Hurt like kryptonite. Put me on my knees. Now that
Now, you obviously can't see over the radio, but you should all just know that Justin was really, really jamming out to that song.
That is my song right there.
Yeah.
XTC, up there with Carly for artists who slay my life daily.
Just Carly and XTC, that's quite a combo.
Those are top two slayers for me.
Yeah.
Why don't we tell them what they just heard?
Yeah. So, you heard Dancing Queen by ABBA off Arrival. That's really super, super girl. The 2001 remastered cut by XTC.
You gotta listen to the remastered.
Yeah, really, obviously.
I mean, it justice.
Yeah, mastering is an underrated part of the music production process, just saying. Off of Skylarking, and then before all that, you heard Stranger by Paul Simon and Nico Siegel off of the Stranger single.
Paul Simon's really just out here still pumping out music.
Yeah, same guy who did like Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, like You Can Call Me Al, and he did a song with Chance the Rapper's producer. Like,
good for him, yeah, man. And
did the Beatles do that?
The Beatles aren't still making music.
No, the Beatles haven't collabed with any hip-hop producers, I think, you know. I'm not going to say it, but the implication is clear.
I think you're saying Paul Simon's better than the Beatles.
No, we're not. Not saying it.
He's not going on record saying it, but you can tell he wants to say it.
I'll leave that up to the listeners.
Speaking of bands that are better than the Beatles, up next we have Suffer for Fashion by Of Montreal.
Justin, don't you know FCC policy? You cannot pre-introduce a song. That is not what we're going to be playing next. That was
a
prank.
That is what we're playing next.
No. Not on the record.
Whoa.
What's that? Wanna go back to sleep.
That's my cue to enter. I finish counting my 40 wings. And then I remember there's so much stuff to do. Right now I just wanna snooze, because waking up is the hardest part. But then it's essential. Get up, get up, what's that in the sky? Could it be? It's KKB. Power up, push it, 戻ってきたぜ. 無敵 no hero, それ shine. It's party time. Eat your breakfast and you'll be fine. Everybody, engines start. Kero kero world へご招待. 苦手な早起きでも湧いてくるよやる気始まる一日波に乗りたい. Yo, 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 yo. Back in the place, I'm looking great. Bet you can't tell I'm half awake. Living my way, no day is the same. But sometimes I'm a bit late.
I'm pulled it up, I got more pills than the CVS. Honest, baby girl, so like I love my brother, so I let her be my connect. I put her red in the vet, tennis bracelet on her neck. You know the cone that love the flex. Got my mama out the jet. Sippin' on Bella, my chick from Bella, my whip from Germany, I'm cooler than LL. I'm sippin' on Bella, my chick from Bella, my whip from Germany, I'm cooler than LL. I clap my nips like patty cake.
Alright, that was Patty Cake by Kodak Black. Big shout out to Kodak Black for making a clean version for us.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. And he got the radio play, so, you know.
Yeah, it works out for everyone.
Yeah.
And the kids can listen along. Before Patty Cake, we had Waking Up by Kiro Kiro Bonito from Bonito Generation. And then before that, Boys Don't Cry by The Cure. And Suffer for Fashion by Of Montreal.
Can I just say, Boys Don't Cry is a bald-faced lie. There are many boys who have, in fact, cried.
Yeah,
just saying.
Ever heard of sad boys?
Yeah.
Huh? It actually disproves the whole notion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good song, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was the first show of Two Scoops. We hope you guys enjoyed the hour of those cheesy, upbeat songs on this very rainy day. And now, we're going to play you guys out with a song or two. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
What the delicate heart, what a heart.